Hello, dear friends, and greetings again in 2023 as we continue to consider together how we understand and make meaning of this change in the calendar year. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio, and I am excited to resume in-person worship with today's teaching, Consistent and Creative in 2023. Which may serve as our theme for the coming year. We will begin by exploring how God is consistent and creative, both consistently creative and creatively consistent, using today's lectionary passage of Isaiah 42 that Paco and Bonnie read for us. Then we will consider how that theme informs our vision for our fellowship in 2023 and how it can inspire us individually in our walk with Jesus and with each other. My prayer for this teaching is that it would deepen our understanding of the living presence of God in our world and energize us corporately and personally for this coming year. An ambitious prayer. What might it mean to think of God as consistent? I appreciate the words of the beloved hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be." And I am not sure that those words mean what institutional Christianity has taught or that we may have learned growing up from the adults in charge of our religious instruction. Perhaps we were raised with a father image of a stern disciplinarian, unyielding, rigid, rejecting new ideas or ways of doing things, and told that this is what an unchanging God means. The commitment to structure, traditional interpretations of scripture, and resistance to change says more about organized religion than it does about the character of God revealed in creation, in Jesus, and in biblical texts. The first image we have of God is as creator, an artist, making something new. In Isaiah 42:5, God the Lord says, the one who created the heavens, the one who stretched them out, the one who spread out the earth and its offspring, the one who gave breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. To be unchanging, consistent, means that God continues to create, to make new things, to delight in the generative process. The idea that God created during one eventful week and then finished and rested and quit creating is inconsistent with this introduction to the most creative artist we could imagine. Think of the artists you know. They keep creating new things. Their work evolves. They use different materials in different eras and also use the same materials in new and surprising ways. My cousin Teresa is a jewelry artist in Portland, Oregon. She consistently creates new things, all different kinds of jewelry, coming out with new lines of pieces that are thematically related and occasionally retiring beloved old styles as she concentrates her time on new creations. Most of her early work was with silver and inlaid stained glass, while lately she has done more with brass and bronze and semi-precious stones, as well as custom gold pieces, reworking heirloom jewelry into designs that fit a modern aesthetic. Thinking of God's creative artistry as reflected in my cousin's work helps me better understand God's ongoing and consistent identity as creator, doing something new. The unchangingness of God, described in Great is Thy Faithfulness, is God's identity as the creator of new things, with a compassion and imagination that never fails. In Isaiah 42:9, the things announced in the past, look, they've already happened, but I am declaring new things. Before they even appear, I tell you about them. How might the image of God as artist, creating something new each season, inform and challenge images of God that hold us back from embracing change? For me, describing God as consistent rather than unchanging is helpful, and I think more accurately reflects Jesus' expression of God's action in the world and his example of interpreting Scripture in new ways that surprised his hearers, even as Jesus expressed his allegiance to the spirit of the law. Today's passage from Isaiah reveals aspects of God's nature that are consistent through Scripture and through the manifestation of Jesus' life and teaching. But here is my servant, the one I uphold, my chosen, who brings me delight. I've put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations. He won't cry out or shout aloud or make his voice heard in public. He won't break a bruised reed. He won't extinguish a faint wick, but he will surely bring justice. He won't be extinguished or broken until he has established justice in the land. The coastlands await his teaching. God delights in humanity and takes joy in giving us breath and sharing God's spirit. God chooses us and upholds us. Justice for the nations and gentleness for the vulnerable. These twin emphases are always on God's agenda. As Jesus spoke inconvenient truths to the powerful and demonstrated radical inclusivity and tenderness to those on the margins, we too are called to pursue justice and mercy. As Kevin taught last week about Jesus, our brother, the pioneer who invites us to follow, this description of the anointed beckons us to live into this relationship with God, this identity of gentleness and justice. So, with this description of the consistency of God as artist and creator, gentle and just, what does consistency and creativity look like for us as individuals and as a fellowship? First, let's make it personal. What would it mean for me and you to seek consistency and creativity in 2023? In the spring of 2016, I attended my 35th high school reunion at Choate Rosemary Hall. I hadn't seen or communicated with most of those people in 25 years. It was a strange time for me when I was on the precipice of leaving my career as a public school guidance counselor to either be a pastor at NCF or, if the position of co-pastor went to someone else, leap into some other unknown line of work, because the job that I had enjoyed for over 15 years had become unsustainable. So when former classmates and teachers asked me about my work, the most common reunion topic of conversation, I wondered if it would seem strange that I might become a pastor after almost 20 years as a social worker. What surprised me was that no one who had known me in high school seemed at all surprised. Rather, they responded that this was consistent with the person they knew 35 years ago. Since then, I have been gradually leaning into the desire to be consistent, true to the person God is creating me to be, more of who I am. Not that I want to double down on my flaws, repeat my mistakes, cling to bad habits, or become set in my ways. Rather, I aspire to cultivate the true character of who I am, to more fully express my individual, unique reflection of God's image lived out through my body, mind, soul, and spirit in the time and place where I am. The creative aspect is that consistency will look different at different times in my life. My identity as a teacher was expressed through my work in kindergarten through eighth grade classrooms, through parenting my children, and through leading the NCF youth group. Now, teaching is expressed in the context of pastoring New Covenant, where I hope that gift will continue to evolve and grow. As you and I look to 2023, what are the ways that we might want to be creatively consistent in our unique expression of the person God invites us to more fully be? Isaiah 42:6 says, "I, the Lord, have called you for good reason. I will grasp your hand and guard you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations." Isaiah articulates the interrelatedness of our individual and collective identity. The gifts that God has imbued us with are not for ourselves alone, a private, personal growth to keep to ourselves. We also have a group calling, an identity as a fellowship into which we all contribute for the purpose of serving and bringing light to our wider community. When I was growing up, Wednesday night Bible studies were a ubiquitous aspect of church life. I suspect that in the 70s and 80s, Bible studies were the most common iteration of midweek, small format gatherings. Then, at some point in church culture, something called small groups emerged. A different name for what was sometimes still a Bible study, but with more focus on relationships where the content might instead be reading and discussing a book or other themed focus. Small groups were popular, with lots of advice about how to make them great and an assumption that any committed churchgoer would be a member of a small group. Then, for reasons that I have not yet researched for the PhD dissertation that I'm not actually writing, the era of that particular kind of small group has been gradually fading in many places. Does it mean that Christians are less committed, or that midweek meetups are no longer important, or that small format groups are no longer necessary to fellowship and growth? I don't think so. I think the phenomenon of a certain kind of small group that was popular 20 years ago has mostly run its course, much like the ubiquity of the Wednesday night Bible study morphed into the small group era. And the time has come for a new iteration of midweek, small format connection. What would be a consistent and creative expression of fellowship in 2023? I would be excited to see gatherings emerging around particular interests for thematically focused groups with an agreed upon number of meetings or time period. For instance, a book group discussion of womanist theology or Nahum Ward Lev's book, The Liberating Path of the Hebrew Prophets, could be great gathering focus. Another idea that I think would be a fruitful discussion starter is viewing the Netflix fictionalized story of the birth of the Swedish music streaming company Spotify as a metaphor for change and how we think about creative consistency in our fellowship life. watching the playlist, as it's called, together or separately, meeting in small groups to discuss in person or via Zoom could be a fun and inspired new way to fellowship. And I'm sure there are other ideas which would be consistent with our need for connection in smaller formats to creatively meet our fellowship needs. Let's be praying, brainstorming, and discussing ways we can be consistent and creative in our church life together. Meanwhile, hand in hand with that fellowship, Isaiah describes the anointed mission as to open blind eyes, to lead the prisoners from prison, and those who sit in darkness from the dungeon. I am the Lord. That is my name. I don't hand out my glory to others or my praise to idols. The consistency of our call is to live into ministry creatively and dependably. Our tithes support the Champaign County Christian Health Center, homeless shelters for men and women and transitional housing ministries, and our family fund helps friends and NCF participants with emergency needs. We anticipate a growing ability to address inequities through our reparations fund. We desire to more fully follow Jesus' example of radical inclusivity and everyday table fellowship relationships with our neighbors on society's margins. And we will maintain our worship of the Lord, Yahweh, God of the universe, living presence, as we turn from the idols of power, wealth, and acquisition. Serving our community together, both as New Covenant and the wider CU community, is one of the best ways of connecting and growing together. Finally, as we go into communion, I invite you to approach this theme in your personal prayer and conversation with Jesus at the table. Where might the Lord be calling you to be more creatively consistent in your life of faith and service? Are you open to hearing the quiet voice of the Spirit leading you to gather with others to grow, learn, discuss, and serve? May we present ourselves before the Lord with open ears and open hearts, to be led into life in 2023 more consistent with the identity that God is forming within us, and asking for inspiration to creatively express God's gifts in our lives. Amen.